to my dear friend. Praise God that he said yes. Give me a little break after Easter, but I appreciate him. Many of you know this gentleman, this young man standing next to me. Younger than me, that's how I could say.
There we go.
But yeah. So he has interned with us for 2 years. He was a student at Luther Seminary, graduated with his Master of Divinity, so superstar, and now he's just flying out of the nest. He is now the guest services pastor at Eagle Brook Church. Would y'all put your hands together for our native son, Elliot?
Love you, man.
Love you too,
boy. Love you. Yeah. Oh, hey, thank you for that, Gary. Thank you so much. I love you. And I love this community. I love seeing what God is doing here at Mercy Vineyard. Hey, we are in our third week in our series, Walk with Jesus. And I love how Gary opened it up that very first week of when you're walking with someone, you're going in the same direction. You have the same goal in mind and you're walking side by side. And we need to do that as Christ followers. Walking with Jesus and knowing Jesus is at our side. And so I am super grateful to share on this. And I want to share that I've experienced times in my life when I think I'm going the same direction or I'm going the right way and I'm not. And it's tough. And in fact, we just got a dog last year. He just turned one. Take a look. He's a British lab. His name is Oak, like the tree. And he is fantastic. However, my expectation of Oak was that he would sleep through the night, wake up, kind of be lazy and all that. But that didn't happen. He would wake up at about 5:30. And I'm like, well, my new expectation is now we can go on a walk together. Because he's up, I'm up. We might as well go and walk because that's what you do with a dog. So I thought we'd be able to walk together. That changed. Oak would get about just down the block, a few houses down, and he would stop. He would just stop and look at me, and I'd be like, come on, Oak, let's go. Come on, bud, we can do this. And he would take a few more steps, and he would stop. And he got to the point where he told me that I wasn't listening. Take a look at this picture. He turns and faces to go back home. He's like, Elliot, I'm done. I'm just going to go back home. Don't you understand? So I thought it was a fluke. I thought, you know what? He's tired. We'll try the next day. The next day, he did it again. And I was getting a little frustrated because you're supposed to walk with me. And then the third day, I was like, I'm going to bring treats out for him. I'm going to bribe him with food. We made it twice the distance, but he still would stop and face the other way. Now, he's gotten better, but what I came to realize is maybe he didn't trust where I was bringing him. Maybe he was going into the unknown and he wasn't sure, but he knew if he turned around, he could go back home and he'd be safe. Now, we experience that in our lives where we think we're going the same direction or going somewhere and then all of a sudden we get into uncertainty. Or maybe we face a challenge that we didn't know was coming and so we stop. And we don't know how to take that next step. And maybe for you, that next step is even harder than just going out for a walk. Maybe it's your job. You're trying to figure out that next step, but you just know what's comfortable. And so you're going to take a step back or you're going to just stop. But maybe God's calling you to take another step. Maybe it's even a deeper issue. Maybe you've been waiting for a positive pregnancy test. And it just hasn't come. Or maybe it's a full-term pregnancy. And you've experienced miscarriages. And you say, God, I don't know how to take this next step. God, I don't know. I don't know where you're at. I don't know how to walk with you when you're continuing to go in a direction. I don't know how to take that next step. I believe it's so important that we focus on Jesus. When we're walking with Jesus, we need to focus on him. Just like Oak, our dog, he had to focus on me and trust me and start to follow me. And now he's going on walks and he's begging for those times. But it takes a step. It takes trusting. And I love in Matthew chapter 14, if you have your Bibles, you can open it up. Otherwise, it's going to be on the side screens there. It gives this incredible story for us to see what it's like to focus on Jesus and what it's like to not focus on him. We'll pick it up in verse 22, and it says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. The night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. The disciples saw him walking on the water and they were terrified in fear and they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once and said, "Do not be afraid. Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over to the other side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified. He began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" They climbed back onto the boat. The wind had stopped. The disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. Like I said, I believe this passage shows us an example of how to focus on Jesus and what happens when we take our focus off of him. And I see three ways in this passage that we can keep our focus on Jesus. And the first one is to know his voice. Julie and I, we got two kiddos. Lila is 7, Aiden is 5. And Aiden is very expressive with his words and his volume. This kid is loud, and we'll be hanging out with friends and family, and he'll be upstairs or in another room, and people will look at us and be like, "Do you need to go and check on him? Like, is he hurt? Is he okay?" But we know his voice. We know that he's excited, and he loves to be loud. And so we just pause and take a moment. We listen. We go, "No, he's fine." They're like, "Are you sure? Like, it sounds like he might be, like, losing a limb." And we're like, "No, he's totally fine." We know his voice. We can recognize it. And same with Lila. We understand her needs based off of her voice, her tone. But we do that as parents. Maybe for you, you don't have kids, but you can recognize your roommate. Maybe you can hear their footsteps and you go, "Oh, so-and-so is home." You hear a cupboard door shut and you go, "Oh, they're in a mood." And you recognize that voice. Maybe it's your boss. Your boss at work, and you go, "Oh, they're in a great mood." And then all of a sudden, you're like, "Oh, they're not a great mood. Like, let's stay back, step away." We recognize voices, and we pay attention to that. But are we paying attention to the voice that's calling us? Are we paying attention to Jesus's voice? In the passage, Peter said, "Lord, if that's really you, tell me to come on out." Peter could hear the voice of Jesus, and he knew who it was. I love in John chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, it says, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The shepherds recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." Do you recognize God's voice like that? Do you have people in your life that have godly wisdom about you, about them, and they're calling you into what God has for you? Or are you in a place where you're like, I'm newer to my faith, or I actually been a follower for a while, and I don't know God's voice. And I followed other voices, and I just need to figure out how. I believe we can do that by doing what you're doing right now. Making church a priority. Whether you're here in person or watching online, you're making church a priority and you're hearing who God is and who God says you are. We get to learn his voice, but honestly, 1 hour a week is not enough to know his voice. If I had Aiden and Lila for 1 hour a week, I would be running to every noise they made because I wouldn't know their voice. So it's gonna take time. Keep coming to church, but then take time outside of church and get into his word. The Bible is the inspired word of God. It is living and active, and we get to participate in it. When we are listening and reading the scriptures, we are going to be able to recognize that voice. And when a stranger's voice comes out, we're able to run from it. Because Jesus shares just after that verse 5, he shares in verse John 10:10 that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He does that through lies, through distractions, through deception. And if you can't recognize that voice, you're going to get deceived. You're going to start following a path that's not walking with God. Come in church. Taking time during the week. And what I love so much about this story is that the disciples are in this boat and they were in trouble because of what? Because the wind and the waves started coming. But the disciples, some of them were experienced fishermen. They were used to the wind and the waves, but they were in trouble. I don't know about you, if you've ever been on a boat when the wind and the waves start coming, it is hard to hear even the person in your boat, let alone somebody else further away. Peter and the disciples had to be quiet enough to hear Jesus' voice through the wind and the waves. Are you being quiet enough to hear the voice of Jesus through your wind, through your waves? I know for me, I can talk a lot. I can go to God and tell God everything that's going on, but there's times when I don't even stop to listen to him and say, God, what do you have for me? What are you doing in this? Help me understand. Help me through this. God, I want to hear your voice. We need to be able to be quiet enough to hear his voice. The second way we can focus on Jesus is to know that he is able. We have to believe that he's able to do what he says he's going to do. And I love that Peter, he said, Jesus, if that's you, I know your voice, I can hear it. If that's you, tell me to come on out. Tell me to come out onto the water. He believed that Jesus could keep him above water. But what happened next was he started to pay attention to his surroundings. He started paying attention to his circumstances and probably his own strength. And he started to sink. Anybody been following the women's NCAA basketball? Yeah, come on now. We got a few. Paige Becker, who plays for UConn, she shared this about kind of her injuries and her just seasons. She said that I do all that I can do, and I let God do what I can. I do everything I can do, and let God do all that I can't. Are we doing what God is calling us into and allowing him to do the things we can't? Peter could only step out of the boat. He couldn't walk on water if it wasn't for Jesus. He knew that he was able. And I don't know about you, but there's times in my life where I hear the verse or I read the verse in Ephesians that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I forget and I try to do it on my own. I can do all things by my strength. And I make a mess. This past summer, cleaned out the car because it was necessary. I had fruit snack wrappers everywhere, rusted crayons, old dried out markers, coloring sheets that I had tossed. Sorry, Lila and Aiden for that. But it was a mess. I cleaned it out, got it looking good, and then I looked at the outside. Door dings. Anybody got kids with door dings on your car? Thank you again for those, Lila and Aiden. And so I was like, you know what? I can fix this. I'm able to do this. I went to school. I can color in the between the lines. I can fix these door dings. And so I went to O'Reilly Auto Parts, told the guy what was going on. He's like, oh, yeah, here's the only thing you need. It's this little paint stick thing, and it's got a little gloss to go over it. You'll be just fine. So I tried to do it on my own. Grabbed that thing, hit up about a dozen marks on my car, only to find out that it looked like somebody took a whiteout just to a bunch of spots in my car. The color didn't match up. It was grainy, and it was terrible. But I thought I could do it. And I was pretty humbled, thinking that I could do something that requires a bit of experience. Probably an auto body person would be able to do it, no problem. But me, with no experience, thought I could do it. But I ended up making a bigger mess. If I would have trusted somebody that was capable of doing that, my car would have looked fine. But instead, I trusted myself. I try to push through. And I don't know about you, but we need to trust the one who is able. We just celebrated that this past Sunday, that Jesus is the only one who is able to raise from the dead through his power. And it is through his strength that we are able to do it. But it takes us taking a step and allowing God to do the things we can't. The third way that we can keep our focus on Jesus is to call upon his name. Peter, when he started to sink, he called out to Jesus, "Lord, save me." Back in January, when winter came again, I don't know if you noticed that, but winter came and summer came and winter came again. But our pond had frozen, and I was super excited because the kids had rollerbladed more than they had skated on the pond, which didn't seem right to me as a Minnesotan. And so I was like, we got to clear the pond. So I checked the pond multiple times to make sure the ice was thick enough for us to get out there. And I told Aiden, do you want to come help me clear off the pond? He's like, yeah. So I told Julie, who was working from home, Lila was at school that day, so it was just him and I. I said, we're going to go out there, we're going to get it cleared. So he grabs his shovel, he's excited, I'm excited. We're getting the pond cleaned, and we got a hockey rink set to just be able to skate. I was so excited. And then Aiden was like, Dad, can I go over here? I was like, sure, bud, you can go over there. I was just finishing up, and then all of a sudden I hear Aiden say, Dad! Dad! And I look over, and I can see him off in the weeds. I went as quick as I could. As I'm getting closer and closer to him, I noticed the ice is getting thinner and thinner. And I got a few feet away from him, and there he was on all fours, staring at a hole of open water. But what he knew to do was to call out to me. He knew the hole that he was facing, he was either going to get wet and go under, or he could call out to me. And so as I got closer, I grabbed him. I said, Aiden, I'm going to grab you, and I'm going to put you over into a safer spot of ice. As soon as I took that step and grabbed him, my leg went through. I was able to put Aiden onto the strong ice. I told Aiden, go inside, tell Mom you're okay. I'll explain the rest to her later because I'm sure I'll have him some explaining to do. What about you? Do you have a hole you're facing? You're on all fours and you're looking into this open water and you don't know what's going to happen next. Are you calling out to Jesus? Lord, save me. Are you calling out to the one who is able to get you out? Maybe you're in that hole. Maybe you're looking up out of that hole saying, I don't even know where to start. Start by saying, Lord, save me. As soon as you start to do it on your own and try to do it on your own strength, it makes a mess. And maybe you've been calling out to the wrong things. Maybe you've been going to the things that are going to save you, whether it's a relationship, whether it's the internet, whether it's alcohol. You're going to the things that you think are going to help you, but yet it gets you deeper into that hole. Are you calling out onto the name that can save you? Worship team, you can come on up as we close this out. When we got inside, and after I got my leg out of the water, Aiden told me, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm like, bud, what are you sorry for? He's like, I shouldn't have gone there. I said, no, buddy, you did everything right. You did everything right. You called out to me instead of trying to do it on your own. Maybe for you, you're like, God, I've messed this up. I'm so sorry. God isn't there to condemn you, to say, what have you been doing? He's there to say, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to pick you up. And we got to remember that we have a God that can save us. We're going to sing a song here. And here are some of the lyrics. It says, there I will find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours and you are mine. So during this song is your next step. Your next step might be to take time to listen to God's voice, to hear him. And maybe it's just sitting and listening and saying, God, where are you? I need to hear you. Help me be quiet to know your truths. Maybe for you, your next step is to know that he is able, to remind yourselves of all the things that God has gotten you through, and to praise him for that, and to sing into faith even though your circumstances don't seem like it's gonna happen, but God can. It is enough. And maybe your step is to just cry out, Lord, I need to be saved. I'm facing a hole, I'm looking out of a hole, and I don't know what to do next. Lord, save me. The lyrics again say, my feet may fail and fear surrounds me. Our feet are gonna fail and we are gonna experience fear. But you have never failed and you won't stop now. So God, as we enter in worship, pray that you meet us exactly where we're at, that we feel your love and your presence, your faithfulness. Pray that we can hear your voice, that we can be quiet enough to hear your voice. Will you remind us that you are able, that you're able to do even more than we could ever know or imagine? And God, we need saving. Help us through this hole. Help us through our mess.